The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Time to talk sports with Touchdown Tony Collins. Tony spent 8 seasons in the NFL and now encourages high school kids to believe in their dreams as he tours the country to educate them about the college recruiting process, its sports, guests, and positive words. Now, here is Tony Collins along with co-host Bill Mattis.
Welcome, everyone, to Sports Talk with Touchdown Tony Collins. I am Tony Collins, my co-host Bill Mattis. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing great, but I'm still trying to figure out where New Mexico State is. Oh, there it is. Okay, I got him now. We were just talking to, Kevin? Kevin. Got St. Louis in the first round. New Mexico State plays St. Louis in the Midwest, and if they're fortunate enough to get past St. Louis, they get either Oregon or Oklahoma State.
Okay, so you know what we're going to talk about today. It's all about the March. It's all about March Madness.
That's right.
All about filling out your brackets. The brackets got to be filled out, I think, by tomorrow? What time? 12 o'clock or something like that?
Yeah, 12 o'clock. In fact, we've got our own little tournament going on Yahoo. We'll post up issue, how to get on there. There's a link that you take. It takes it right to your Yahoo sign-in page. If you've already got a Yahoo account, you just put in your name and password. If you don't, you establish an account. It takes about 5 seconds. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. That's what free is. And you go to the group number that we post, and you put in your picks, and you can be part of the fun. And we're going to have prizes. I think what we're going to do is we'll have to give away at least one Tony Collins book.
Absolutely.
That's the guy who comes in last, and he has to read it. That's the penalty.
Yeah.
You know, coming in last.
You have to be able to read.
Yes. Anyway, no matter where you go, no matter where you turn, no matter who you're talking to, no matter what you watch on TV, it seems like it's all about March Madness.
That's what it's all about. But before we get into March Madness, and I know you don't want to go this route, Bill, we have to talk about the Miami Heat and their 23-game winning streak. Come on now.
I think my earphones are breaking up.
There you go. Come on, man. And now we have to touch on this just a little bit because I think it's the second longest streak in NBA history. I truly believe, looking at their schedule down the line, the only tough opponent that they're going to have in probably the next couple weeks is San Antonio. They have an opportunity to absolutely beat that record. I mean, they got the Cavaliers tonight, Pistons Friday, Bobcats Sunday, Magic, the Bulls. Bulls might give them a hard time because it's in Chicago. They got the Hornets, and then they got the Spurs on March 31st. Then they play the Knicks at home, Bobcats in Charlotte, which, you know, it don't matter where they play the Bobcats, they're going to beat them. And then April 6th, they got the 76ers at home, which will actually tie the record if they go ahead and go that far. What's your thought on the streak, Bill?
Well, the streak's fantastic. However, I think what you just illustrated very cleanly and clearly is that there's a lot of really bad teams in the league. Okay,
yeah.
I think it's unfortunate, but once upon a time I was talking to Clyde Frazier about this, and he said the problem in the NBA right now is the lack of quality. He's like, you got a lot of really good players, but you don't have that many great players. He said, there's so many poor teams, it makes it, just seem like crap. The product is crap. And look in the East, besides the Heat and maybe the Knicks, I'll give you the Knicks, the Nets are very good. But after that, you got a lot of really bad teams. And there's some good teams in the West. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say the whole league sucks. I'm just saying that back in the day, every team on almost every given night could beat anybody, much like the NFL. It's not that way in the NBA now. Each team goes out, they get themselves one big star, and then they try to fill everybody else in with what they have left on the salary cap. Somehow, Miami was able to work around that salary cap and bring in all those superstars. And, yeah, they've put together quite a dynasty, and I don't know who's going to beat them. I mean, you know, the Nets, in my opinion, the Nets right now are the second-best team in the East.
The Nets, you think they're better than the Knicks?
I do. I do think they're – if I had to pick one of the two, if I had to have the Nets going against the Knicks, I'd take the Nets in a seven-game series. And I think if you had to take one of the two, the Nets and the Knicks, I think the Nets match up a little bit better with the Heat. But we'll see. I mean, the playoffs are always a different story. You know, you lose a couple that you're not supposed to lose, and the next thing you know, your back's against the wall. You start to feel that thing in your throat gagging you. And all of a sudden, regardless of what your regular season record was, you're out. So it'll be interesting to see how the Heat can wade through the playoffs, so to speak, and get to the conference finals, because that's probably the first time they'll get tested. And then when they play in the NBA finals, it'll be interesting because they're going to get an opponent that's none like anybody they're going to see in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I kind of agree and kind of disagree with you. You know, when you're playing at that level, every single night you're going to come out. You have to come out and you're going to have to play your best. I don't care even if you are playing the Charlotte Bobcats. These guys, I mean, they are professionals. They aren't that good. But they still can put the ball in the hole. But I'm thinking, you know, they have an opportunity to make history. I know they don't want to talk about it that much in the locker room setting or whatever. But I know this on the back of their minds because of where they are right now and the rate that they're playing. And they got a guy on that team named LeBron James, which I think is the best basketball player in the world at this time. So I really feel that they have an opportunity to beat the Lakers record at 33. I feel that they can do that. And I'm gonna go out on a limb. I say that they're going to beat the record. I don't know how far they would go after 33. They're going to beat that record, and they're going to win the NBA title again. So it's going to be back-to-back for them.
Well, I mean, Vegas wouldn't disagree with you. About your comment, though, in regards to, like, Charlotte, yes, they're all professionals. You know, when you have a situation when Miami's loaded like they are, you know, there's a lot of trips up and down the floor. And over the course of a long game, yeah, Miami may lose a quarter, but they're not going to lose, you know, the game. It's just against a team like Charlotte. Now, they could have a bad night just like anybody else. And that plays into the whole streak thing because, you know, how many years have there been so many great teams and, you know, they've never gotten to this level yet. So Miami certainly has something to be proud of, regardless of the fact that the teams do suck that they're playing.
Yeah, you know, I remember back when the Patriots were on that streak and they, you know, won all their games and then, you know, lost the Super Bowl. They came so close in making history, but, you know, it was just one play. You know, the pass to, I forget the receiver's name, caught the ball on his head, whatever. That play sealed the game for the Giants. Well, actually, you know, I believe it sealed the game for the Giants. But, you know, it's to a point where I think Miami, because not only because they got the big three, I think they did a fantastic job on their role players. The Birdman coming in, I think he's a great asset to them. You know, of course, Ray Allen and a few other players that they picked up in the off season, which I think they did build on that team, which makes the team a much better team. You know, you can't, you know, two guys, you know, you got to go with Dwayne Wade and LeBron James. Of course, Chris Bosh is an all-star player as well. But, you know, Chris is going to throw in 19 points. But two guys cannot win an NBA title for you. It's a team effort, and those role players play a big role. I think last year, God, I can't even think of the guy, Miller, hitting his three-pointers during the playoffs last year. Without him, I don't think they would have beat Oklahoma. I really don't. So it, you know, and then you get teams like the other day when they played Boston. I think it was money when they played Boston. You know, Jeff Green scores 40 some points. Where'd that come from? Right. You know, everybody's out to beat them right now. So it's to a point. It doesn't matter if it's the Charlotte Bobcats. Everybody wants to stop the streak, and so they have to come out every single night and play you know, at their top, but at the same time, those role players have to. I mean, they must play their part. I mean, if it's rebounding, if it's assists, if it's hitting three pointers, or whatever it is that they that their role is, they have to come through to make that team that championship team. So it's not. I don't think it's about the big three. I think it's the entire team and the role players that they picked up during the offseason is just definitely going to make them an NBA championship team again, back to back, no doubt.
No, I agree. And to your point. You know, it's not, and I don't want to make it seem like it's a brutal life or something like that, but still to travel and go on road trips and play three or four games on the road in a row or something like that and to come out victorious, you know, every time, it's definitely something that they should be commended for. I'm not, and I don't want to make it seem like I'm belittling what they're accomplishing. I just am saying that the difference between today and the old days is that, you know, every night when you were the Celtics, you had to play a really good Knicks team, a really good Sixers team, a really good Pistons team, and the Bulls were always good. So it'll be interesting to see. The other thing that'll be interesting to see, too, you mentioned the Bulls, and if Derrick Rose finally comes back, which he has threatened two or three different times already.
Which I doubt he will.
I think he might. I think he may just come back for the playoffs, you know? I mean, all of a sudden, they become a better team than they were before with him on the floor. So we'll see. We'll see. But I do like the Nets and the Knicks and as the best chance to go ahead and take the Heat down, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay, we got Tiger Woods teeing off tomorrow morning at 8:05. Give me your thoughts on Tiger. You think he's back or –
I don't even care about how Tiger plays golf. I just saw a picture of him with Lindsey Vonn. Do you know who Lindsey Vonn is?
Was it some model or something? I don't know.
Well, she could be, but she's a downhill skier. And oh, okay. She's like this incredible downhill skier who could also be a supermodel. And he's got her now. And it just doesn't seem fair. Guy goes from supermodel to supermodel and has three on the side. It's, you know, a guy like that. He's the luckiest man around, I think.
Well, when you're making millions like that, man, and you're one of the most popular guys on the planet right now, you can get women like that, you know?
Well, he's doing an excellent job. Let's put it that way. But I saw that picture. I was like, no, not her, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, good job, Tiger. You know, he can go out and shoot 10 over par this weekend. He's going to go home and have a big smile on his face.
Okay, let's get off the woman. Now, let's answer my question.
Did you say get off the women?
Get off this woman.
You don't mean that literally, right? Okay, go ahead.
Do you think Tiger is back where he was when he was the number one player in the world? I don't know. Is he the number one player now in the world? I think he's. If he's
he may not, have to be just by default, but I don't think he's anything close to what he was 3, 4, 5 years ago. I mean, then again, who is?
Right. Know,
I'm not what I was 3, 4, 5 years ago, and I know you aren't. So, yeah, I mean, he's still very, very good. He's a little bit more human than he was. And at this point, I guess, yeah, I mean, he's got to be one of the favorites going into any tournament that's out there, especially with McIlroy having this little bit of a meltdown at the moment. So,
yeah, going into that slump. So, yeah. I think he's back. I really do. I really think he's back. I think he I watched him play the last tournament that he won, and he just – I mean, he dominated the field. So I think Tiger's back, and I wish him all the best. Of course, you know, he made the mistake, and he had all the women, but, you know, that's a part of that life, you know.
Well, hopefully he can win a few tournaments and get more women. Why don't you go to break?
Yeah. We'll be back. March Madness when we come back, folks. We'll be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with K. Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
Do you love sports talk?
Can't get enough sports talk?
Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk with Touchdown Tony Collins. If you have a question or comment about our program or about the Tony Collins Foundation, please send an email to tony.collins@allstarincagency.com. That's tony.collins@allstarincagency.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. It's March Madness. But before we talk about March Madness, I got to make this statement. East Carolina University basketball team are in the collegeinsider.com tournament, and this is their first time in, I don't know, I think in about 30, 40 years that they won tournament game. They beat Savannah State yesterday, 66-65, so go Pirates.
That's exciting, right?
It's exciting for East Carolina because, you know, we're not a basketball school. So, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there, East Carolina.
Well, before you go any further, okay,
you
bring up a good point. Okay, there's a lot of people out there who are bashing these other tournaments, the CBI, the NIT, back in the old days they called the NIT the not invited tournament because you didn't get invited to the big dance. Now there's even a third one out there that I haven't heard of before. But you know what? It's great stuff. You know, the only people who don't care about it are the people who either go to the NCAA on a regular basis or don't even have a college basketball team. They're like, who cares?
Absolutely.
But the teams that are in it, though, it gives them a chance. It gives the players a chance to continue their season. It gives them something else to play for. It gives the boosters a chance to travel one more time and go to the different games. And it's a lot of fun. You don't want your season to end. Now, last night, we saw something maybe that would kind of go against that theory because Kentucky.
Robert Morris.
Kentucky did not get into the NCAA for the first time in probably a long time. And they were the returning champs. Well, they got their NIT berth, and they went and played Robert Morris University in Pittsburgh. Now, a lot of people don't know anything about Robert Morris. I happen to because I'm from I went to school in Pittsburgh, and, you know, I'm out there all the time. Robert Morris is a tough little basketball school. It's one of those teams you do not want to have to play, let alone in their own building. And so I said to my friend Jim DeCanalo last night, we were talking via text messages, he said, how about Kentucky having to go to Robert Morris? Jim's hosting a sports memorabilia show out at Robert Morris College University in May. And he said, how about Kentucky having to go play at RMU? And I said, watch Kentucky lose that game because they're not going to be motivated. So in that situation, you got a big giant in Kentucky. They don't get in the NCAA. They're like, oh, crap, we got to go to Robert Morris and play. And Robert Morris beat them, which is great. That's great for Robert Morris. Everybody,
absolutely.
Yeah, everybody's a Pittsburgh and Robert Morris fan right now. They're all wearing RMU shirts, and they're talking about the Robert Morris team. I think they're the Colonials. I'm not sure. But anyway.
I mean, they're all on the ESPN. They stormed the court. I mean, it's a great time for Robert Morris right now, just like it's a great time for any school that makes it to the NIT or the CIT. It doesn't matter. As long as you're playing and every time you go out to play, you want to win. So, it's a great time for all those teams. So, let's
No, it really is. It really is. And, you know, and if you win the NIT and you have a lot of guys that are coming back next year, it really gives you something that, it's like a battle cry. You know, I got four returning starters from an NIT championship team. That's nothing to be ashamed of.
Uh-huh.
No, sure, it would be greater to be in the NCAA, but you're not. You're in the NIT, and you're still playing. That's a great thing. There's a lot of teams that are sitting at home watching on TV doing nothing.
And I'm going to make this statement now. Kentucky has a great recruiting class coming in like they always do. They will be in March Madness next year, no doubt. And I think they have a great chance to win it at all next year just because of how they recruit. So they'll be back.
They will be back. That's for
absolutely
sure. Despite the loss at Robert Morris.
March Madness. Let's go, Bill.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Midwest region right now.
The Midwest region. All right.
The Midwest region.
Okay.
Of course, we got the number one seed, which is Louisville. They're playing North Carolina A&T. Who you like?
Well, come on. we can kind of skate through the first round.
You never know what could happen, man.
Let me just say the only team.
Of course, beat Kentucky.
Now, Louisville's going to win that game easy. You know, the other major seeds, I see them all kind of coming through. Oklahoma State, I see beating Oregon. I see St. Louis winning. That 8-9 game is going to be an interesting game. Colorado State against Missouri. I still like Colorado State there. Down on the bottom half of that bracket, Memphis. I'm not a Memphis fan, but they're going to get through that first round.
St. Mary's a good team, too, now.
Yeah, they're not bad. I'm not trying to say they're bad, but I'm just saying Memphis can handle them. It's the next round they got a big problem. Michigan State's going to win against Valpo. I'm going to take the lower seed, higher seed, I guess it is, Cincinnati, the 10 seed over the 7 seed Creighton, and then, of course, Duke's going to just demolish Albany. So, you know, the only real upset I guess I have in that first round in the Midwest is Cincinnati.
Okay. So what you got? Do you got Oregon over Oklahoma State, or you got Oklahoma State over Oregon?
I got Oklahoma State. I just, you know, Oklahoma State's a very good team. Oregon has an injury. You know, they won the Pac-10 tournament, but
playing good ball. They're playing good ball right now.
I just don't see it. Oak State's pretty good. They're really good.
And you got St. Louis over New Mexico State, right?
I sure you do. Unfortunately, Kevin's not going to be happy about that, but
Kevin, New Mexico State is out. You can forget about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right. Okay. So you got Oklahoma State playing St. Louis. Who wins that game?
I got Oak State winning there, and in the top half, I got Louisville winning. Down below, I've got Michigan State beating Memphis, and then I've got Duke beating Cincinnati. So to go forward, I've got Duke winning. I got Duke playing Michigan State, and I have Michigan State winning that game.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of an upset. Michigan State's really good, and I think Duke, there's just some issues with Duke. I don't know what it is. As great as they are and what kind of, tradition that they bring to this whole thing, Tom Izzo this time of year, really good. That's going to be a great matchup. I mean, Krzyzewski against Izzo, it's just unbelievable. And then you got Louisville playing, I guess, Oklahoma State, and I think Louisville wins that.
All right, so you got Louisville and Michigan State making it to the Elite Eight. Okay, let's move on to the West now.
Okay.
Gonzaga, Southern.
Oh, easy. Gonzaga wins.
Pittsburgh, Wichita State. Ah.
Pittsburgh Panthers are going to win that game.
8-9, man. You know, you never know with eight. Pittsburgh 8, Wichita State's 9, but I'll go with you with that with Pittsburgh. Wisconsin, Mississippi.
I'm going with the upset there. Everybody in the world loves Wisconsin and Bo Ryan and all that, and the Big Ten school. I'm going to take Mississippi. Very athletic team. They're gonna push the ball against Wisconsin, who doesn't want the ball being pushed against them. So it's going to be two immovable forces trying to battle each other. Mississippi, I think, outruns Wisconsin, and I think they win that game. That's a pretty big upset, 12-5, but I'm going to stick to it.
Yeah, I mean, Ole Miss, they won the SEC tournament, so they have a shot. But I'm liking Wisconsin. But moving on, Kansas State.
I like K-State.
Then you got Arizona and Belmont.
Arizona's an easy winner. I got New Mexico beating Harvard. Although, watch that game. As much as I like New Mexico, Harvard's a pretty good team for an Ivy League school, and you might be surprised that they stick around for a while. But New Mexico State likes to run. There's just going to be too many possessions for New Mexico to lose that game. I think they're going to win the game in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think New Mexico will blow them out. Harvard's, they're too smart to play basketball. Too smart.
Yeah.
Notre Dame.
They can't think the ball into the hoop.
Notre Dame. Iowa State. Of course you got Notre Dame, right?
Here's a team that you really want to circle and be very, very careful about. Iowa State. Iowa State has kind of gotten through without anybody noticing a whole lot. This is a team that can put the ball in the hoop, and they're very good on defense. I'm telling you, these guys, they're a potential Final Four team. And to play Notre Dame in the first round is not going to be easy, but I think they've got too many weapons for Notre Dame. Notre Dame's just a little too inside-minded. They're just too stiff for me.
So you see the upset?
I do see an upset there. And not only there, I see Iowa State beating Ohio State in the second round. Well, whatever they're calling it, the third round, the next round. After Ohio State beats Iona, they're going to also lose to Iowa State. So I got Iowa State.
Come on, man. Yep.
All right, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
Come on.
We'll see what happens.
So now, okay, you got Arizona, New Mexico. Who you got?
I got New Mexico.
Okay, so we got, Gonzaga, Pittsburgh.
Taking Pitt.
You're taking that pick with your heart. And
let me tell you, none of these games
your
are
head.
Pretty. I'm going to tell you.
Not quick, your head, not your head. You're
I'm going to tell you a quick
heart.
Story. I'm going to tell you a quick story. Back in 1985.
Oh, we going back to 1985.
I was in college, and I was a Villanova fan back then.
Yeah.
And I looked at the draw, and I looked at the brackets, and I looked at the potential matchups, and I thought to myself, self, if they can just get by Memphis, the other matchups that they have are just not that tough. It's not like there's any one team that's some kind of world beater. And the same thing's happening with the Pitt lineup here. You know, they have a situation where if they can get by Gonzaga, and listen, if you told me, okay, you get to choose one of the number one seeds that you want to play, it's Gonzaga. You know, I don't want to play the other one seeds, but they got a chance to play Gonzaga, and I'll take that matchup if I have to. I thought that they were better than an eight seed, but okay, so we're an eight seed. Now we're going to play Gonzaga in the second round if we could buy Wichita State. If they could buy them, you know, the competitors, the opponents that they have going to the rest of the way, they're good teams, but they're not like world-beating teams. That's what this whole tournament's made about.
Of course. So. Okay, so you got Ole Miss and Kansas State. What you got, Ole Miss or Kansas State?
I got K-State.
K-State. Yep. Arizona, New Mexico?
I had New Mexico.
You already talked about it. Okay. So now you got Pittsburgh playing Ole Miss.
No, I got K-State.
I mean K-State. I'm sorry.
I got Pitt beating K-State.
There you go, man. You're playing your brackets with your heart again, Bill.
Look, I'm not going to bail on my guys, okay? I'm going with them right to the end. Is there any doubt in your mind who I have winning it all?
So you got Pittsburgh making it to the Elite Eight. Is that correct?
And maybe further, yeah.
You are too much, man. You are too funny. Okay, I can't stop laughing because I knew, as I was saying when I was doing my bracket, I said, he's probably got Pittsburgh making it to the Final Four. And so I just
maybe further.
We'll be back to go over the South and the East when we come back and see what Bill talks about Pitt making it to the Final Four and maybe even winning the whole thing.
Maybe.
How about that? Yeah?
Maybe.
We'll be back. All right.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Ready for in-your-face sports? Want to talk about the topics that nobody else is willing to talk about, either because they're too scared to touch them or just don't think it's the way to go? You're not going to be shy here. Tune in to Here's the Deal with Mega and Steel, featuring Ike Mega Griffin and Sydney Steel Justice. We've got the facts to back up the talk and invite you to join us every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, just before the weekend on the Voice America Sports Channel. We tell it like it is.
Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies?
Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
If you want to talk about the East Coast sports scene, particularly from the Southeast, make sure you tune in to the Jeff Owen Show every Tuesday. Yeah, we'll talk about some of the other teams and news that's out there, but host Jeff Owens and co-host Tasha Humphrey know the inside and out of the Georgia college sports world, and they were born there, raised there, and still live the scene. We'll talk about every sport imaginable. Tune in on Tuesday at 7 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. in the West, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk with Touchdown Tony Collins. If you have a question or comment about our program or about the Tony Collins Foundation, please send an email to tony.collins@allstarincagency.com. That's Tony Collins at allstarincagency.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back with Bill picking with his heart. Let's go on and move on to the South. Bill?
South.
Kansas.
Yep, Kansas wins. I hate to say it, but I picked North Carolina to beat Villanova.
Villanova not beating North Carolina?
No, North Carolina's still pretty good. Villanova's got issues. I mean, Villanova, they got to have the fresh
in your hometown, man.
I know, and I'll root for them.
Why you not picking them?
I'll root for them if Pitt goes out. But and when I'm watching that game, you know what happens? Here's the coolest thing about college basketball, especially with the Big East, which of course is no more after this. At least not the way it used to be. Once the season is over and the regular season and tournament ends, the Big East teams all group together and they root for each other because they want to see their brethren succeed.
Yeah,
they want to see them go forward. So I'll be rooting for Villanova. I just don't think they're strong enough. You know, they won some great games, but it was either feast or famine for that team. They either did really, really great and had a great game, or they got beat by bad teams in some cases. So it was very hard.
I have to agree with you on that. I see North Carolina beating Villanova. Sorry about that, Corinne. VCU, Akron, of course, you're going to go VCU.
Yep.
Michigan, San Diego State, of course, Michigan.
That's actually South Dakota State, but yep.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
San Diego, which they're still in this bracket, but go ahead.
Okay. Okay, UCLA. This is one I think could be an upset. UCLA and Minnesota.
I have Minnesota.
Yeah, so you're going with the upset, them beating UCLA.
UCLA has the best player in the country. But
he's not playing, is he?
I don't know if he's playing or not. I think he is. There's another player on that team who was a second-league scorer who is not playing.
Okay.
But Minnesota comes at you from, like, five different directions. They're a veteran team. Their guard play is fantastic. So they're going to be a real tough out for anybody. They're one of those teams that nobody's heard about. Everybody hears about Indiana, Wisconsin, and Ohio State and Big Ten. But Minnesota's really good.
And they got a great coach, too.
Yeah.
Florida, Northwestern, of course, Florida.
Florida, yep.
San Diego State, Oklahoma. This is a tough one.
This is one that's going to split the country, yeah. I mean, 50% are going to take one team, and the other one's going to take the other side. I like San Diego State. Very good team. Oklahoma, again, a little stiff for me. I like the style San Diego State plays. Up and down the floor, but they do have a really big man that can also play inside too. So they have both.
Georgetown, of course, moving on.
Correct. However.
However what?
San Diego State beats them in the next round.
Okay, you got San Diego State moving on. How about you got Minnesota? Did you pick Minnesota, right? You picked Minnesota.
Yep.
Minnesota playing Florida. Who you like?
I like Florida.
Okay, so you got Florida moving on. VCU, Michigan.
I got Michigan. Now, you know, a lot of people, that's the popular upset, and a lot of people are saying Michigan's not going to even get out of the first round. South Dakota State might take them out. And
who's saying that?
Oh, I heard Digger Phelps. I heard Jay Billis. I heard a lot of people talking about that Michigan just didn't finish real well, and they're having some issues.
Michigan's got a lot of talented players on their team, man.
They really do. They really do. But I think they're going to not only get by South Dakota State, but I think they beat VCU. VCU is the popular pick. You know, everybody likes Shaka Smart and all his boys. I think they're just a little overrated at this time of the year. I mean, they're a very good tournament team, too. They've been here before, and they've made some big upsets. But I think Michigan handles them.
Okay. So now you got Kansas playing Michigan.
No, I do, because I have Kansas beating North Carolina.
Right.
So I have Kansas playing Michigan, and then I have Michigan beating Kansas to go to the Final Eight.
Wow.
And they're going to play, and then they'll have to play Florida.
So wait a minute now. San Diego State, you got San Diego State
playing Florida.
Oklahoma.
Right. San Diego State's going to play Florida.
And they're going to be Georgia. They're going to be Georgia now. They're going to play Florida, and so Florida's going to move on.
Correct. Florida then goes to play Michigan, and Florida wins that game.
All right. So let's move on to the East now.
Okay.
Indiana, of course, moving on.
Correct.
North Carolina State and Temple. You got an 8-9. Two tough ones right there. What do you got?
Another Philly team that I'd love to see win. I just don't see them having the talent. And not that NC State's any kind of world beater, but I think NC State's got more than Temple does. Now, Temple could very well win this game if their shooters are on. But they just have had games, once again, much like Villanova, where games where they've been really good and games where they just have not had it. So I'm going to pick NC State.
I think NC State, I was thinking anyway, and I'm pretty sure there a lot of NC State fans were kind of disappointed in how they played this year. A lot of people were thinking that they were going to win a lot more games than they were going to play. But, yeah, I got North Carolina State beating Temple, too. UNLV, California.
UNLV, yep.
Okay. Syracuse, Montana.
Syracuse.
Butler and Bucknell.
Easy one for Butler.
Where's Bucknell at anyway? Is that somewhere in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Central PA, right near above Harrisburg. Right.
Marquette and Davidson. Davidson's a good team, man.
Davidson's very good. Marquette could also be good.
An upset?
No, I don't see it. Not in this game. anybody could really beat anybody, but still, I think in this game, Marquette's one of those teams that when they get to the tournament, they just know how to win.
Okay, Illinois, Colorado?
Love Colorado here in a small upset. I'm not a big Illinois fan. I don't think they bring anything to the table. Colorado, on the other hand, has some really good players. They score the ball well again, run the ball, and Illinois, I just think they're in because of them being a Big Ten team.
Got Miami moving on past Pacific, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you got Miami and Colorado.
Miami.
So now you got Marquette and Butler. Marquette?
Marquette. And that's a tough game. That's going to be a real battle.
Butler always plays well in the tournament, so yep. you just never know.
I agree.
Syracuse, UNLV.
Syracuse, and that is another one that's going to be a real bracket breaker because, you know what, I could very easily take UNLV not only to this game but maybe even to the Final Four. I'm almost upset that they got –
Wait. Go back. Are you saying UNLV will make the Final Four?
No, I said they could. If they didn't have to run through Syracuse, I would say they have a chance. But in this case, I think Syracuse beats them. But that's going to be a fantastic game.
Okay. Indiana, North Carolina State. Indiana?
Got to be. Yep.
Okay, so now you got Indiana playing Syracuse.
I'm going with Syracuse.
Are you really?
Yeah, I mean, I just love Boeheim. I love the Big East. You know, the players that they have right now are not necessarily the players they had all season. They've got a couple guys back from injury. Sutherland's now here. He adds an entire different dimension to that team. And, again, they know how to play tournament ball. Indiana, I'm just not a Big Ten guy. I'm sorry. I'm a Big East guy. I'm sure I'm biased to an extent.
Indiana plays good basketball, man.
Of course they do. But still, they're going out.
Okay, did we talk about Marquette and Miami?
Yeah, Marquette's going to beat them.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so now you got Syracuse.
Against Marquette.
Against Marquette.
Two Big East teams.
And then Elite Eight. And then in the South, you got Michigan against Florida.
Correct.
That's the – and you got Louisville against Duke in the Midwest.
Correct.
Making the Elite Eight. And then you have
– Pittsburgh.
I'm sorry. Pittsburgh playing, who was it? New Mexico State?
Iowa State.
Wait a minute. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. New Mexico. Yeah.
So you got Michigan, New Mexico making it to the Elite Eight.
Correct.
Oh, okay. All right. So Louisville. Duke, who you got?
Louisville.
Okay. Louisville make it to the Final Four. In the West?
Actually, I have Louisville beating Michigan State, by the way. I remember I have Michigan State beating Duke. But I do have Louisville beating Michigan State.
Oh, Louisville. So Duke doesn't make it to the Elite Eight. It's Michigan right. State. Okay, I got you. So now you got Pittsburgh playing New Mexico.
Pittsburgh.
You know what? If Pittsburgh made it that far, I mean, if they did make it that far, I would take Pittsburgh over New Mexico too. But they're not gonna make it that far. All right. In the South, you got Kansas playing Florida, right?
No, I got
Michigan playing Florida.
Yeah, and I got Florida winning that game.
I'm looking at my sheet, and so I'm saying, okay, so you got Syracuse playing Marquette.
Correct.
Who you got?
Syracuse.
Okay, so
my final four is Syracuse, Florida, Louisville, and Pitt. You notice three of those four teams?
Yeah, yeah, they're from the Big East.
That's right.
You're dealing with your heart again, man.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see.
Big East. You know what? I'm gonna tell you. I got two Big East teams making it to the Elite Eight.
Okay.
No, I take that back. I have three. I have three too.
It's always a good bet in this type of bracket to take a Big East team far because they typically win. I mean, they just typically win. Remember that if you go with a team that you're taking a flyer on that's never been proven and they go out in the first or second round, your bracket's shot. You know, go with the Big East teams and typically you're in there to the end. And then when they fall in the Final Four or the Final Eight, then maybe you just got to hope you have enough points to get through. But
I got Louisville, Georgetown, and Miami making it to the Elite Eight. Yeah, absolutely. So Louisville beating Michigan State, they make it to the Final Four. You got Pittsburgh beating New Mexico, they make it to the Final Four.
Right.
You got Michigan beating who? Florida.
Yeah, no, Florida beating Michigan.
Florida beating Michigan and Syracuse beating Marquette, right?
Correct.
And who makes it to the championship game?
I have Syracuse playing Pittsburgh.
Wait a minute. So Syracuse is going to beat Louisville.
No, Syracuse is going to beat Florida.
I mean, not Syracuse. I mean, Pittsburgh is going to beat Louisville.
That's correct. It's not going to be easy.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be easy.
These are the toughest games they'll have.
All right, so.
But they know the teams, right? They know them.
Who do you have winning it all, Bill? This is the big one. Who you got winning it all? Dun, 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 dun. Who do you got?
Pittsburgh Panthers, baby. Oh, yeah. Let's go, Pitt. Hail to Pitt.
Do you really have that on your bracket?
I sure do. You'll see it when it comes out on Thursday when they're all made public. You'll see I'm standing behind my team. And you know what, Tony? I expected if East Carolina was in this mess, you'd have them going all the way too.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I love East Carolina, but you know they might not even make it out of the CIT. So
that's right.
Why would I expect them to win? You know, okay, but you know, I understand, man. You love your alma mater, love your guys, and that's a great thing. So you got Pittsburgh winning it all, and if I was a the odds maker, your odds would be probably 3 million to 1 that Pittsburgh wins. I wonder
it's about 200 to 1.
Yeah, I think Louisville is. Maybe everybody's picking Louisville to win it or something. I think 21%. They're the best thing that's out there right now to win.
Louisville's a favorite, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I got them winning it. I got Louisville winning the whole thing, and really because of Bettino, the coach. I just think he's going to get those guys ready to play. Of course, they got a great team as well. So I'm going with Louisville, not Pittsburgh.
Well, when we come back, I'll tell you who I would pick my second and third pick.
Okay, and we'll be back right back for Bill's heart.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports. Fantasy sports is where the action really is. Over 40 million people play fantasy sports, but rarely do they get to quiz the experts. Fantasy Insights is the name and the game. Tune in every week as Dish Adams and his guests clue you in on the fantasy football game, what's happening on and off the field, and how it will affect your fantasy team. These experts aren't just beat writers assigned to fantasy football. They live and breathe the game. Tune in to Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's
tough
at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Is Sports Talk with Touchdown Tony Collins. If you have a question or comment about our program or about the Tony Collins Foundation, please send an email to tony.collins at allstarincagency.com. That's Tony Collins at allstarincagency.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back. Bill, I got a question for you. I remember a few years ago, I forget if it was last year or maybe it was last year, VCU, you know, being one of the lowest ranked to make the NCAA, making it all the way to the Final Four. Do you see any team out there that no one's thinking about making it as far as they should make it? Any team that you feel that can kind of make it maybe to the Final Four?
I mean, besides Pitt?
Yeah, besides
Pitt. I like Iowa State as a team. I like San Diego State. They're a very good team. I like New Mexico. You know, when you talk about basketball, you know, nationally, nobody really throws New Mexico into the mix. It's always Duke, Syracuse, Louisville, those types of teams. New Mexico has a really good team.
New Mexico's a good team. They're seated at number three, so you can't really count them as.
Well, I'm not looking at them as being Cinderella. No, you're right.
Talking about a number 12 or maybe a number 11 or a 14 or.
Well, you know, first of all, Pitt's an 8. Iowa State's a 10. San Diego State, yeah, I mean they're like in a 7. I don't know that anything higher than an 11 or so is going to really have a chance to make it. Unfortunately, there's just too many really good teams in this whole tournament. But if you asked me, if Pitt was not in this thing, that's the fair way to ask me about who I really think is going to win this stuff.
Okay, if Pitt wasn't in it, who do you think would win?
I think Louisville would. I mean, that would be my pick. You know, and I think that game that I have where Syracuse plays Florida, I think that's an interesting game. Florida's really humming right now, and I think that's going to be a real war. I mean, that's but as we talked about previous weeks, when it comes to college basketball this year, you take 20 teams, put them on pieces of paper, you throw them into a hat, and you pull them out. That team is capable of winning it all.
Yeah.
And you haven't had that in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at the whole season. Every time a number one team was every time they got ranked to be number one, somehow it seemed like they got knocked off by somebody. So it's up in the air right now. I think this is probably one of the I believe the most competitive March Madness. And last year, of course, everybody was picking Kentucky to win it all, and of course they did. And because they had the better team, no doubt they had the great coach, they had the better players. But this year, man, it's just up in the air. So you just never know because. And any given day, you know, South Dakota State can beat a Michigan. I mean, you just never know what can happen. You have a bad shooting day. You're having turnovers. Anything could happen. So I'm looking for a great tournament. It's going to be a lot of fun watching the Cinderella team. My Cinderella team is Davidson.
Okay.
I think Davidson. Of course, they got if they can get past Marquette, they have a good chance of making it to, of course, the Elite Eight, and they have a good chance of even making it to the Final Four if they can get past,
Well, okay. There's a lot of work to be done by a lot of teams. Somebody's going to have to win it. So, yeah. I told you, a lot of people take off Thursday so that they can sit there from noon. I mean, if you get a chance, go look at your TV schedule. Do you know that all 16 games on Thursday are being shown live on one network or another?
Yeah,
you got TBS, TNT, True TV, that CBS is bringing. I mean, they're on somewhere. So you could watch all 16 games on Thursday, and I'm assuming they'll do the same thing on Friday. And it's just a great thing. I mean, you start up at noon, and I think you're ending at like almost 1 o'clock in the morning.
I mean, that's the way it should be, man. You got all these great games, and I remember before, you used to have to, check on the screen and see what the other team was doing.
Exactly.
You weren't able to watch the whole game. So I think they're doing an excellent job of getting these games televised like that. I wish, and I'm believing, I'm hoping that, NCAA football will, and of course they're going to be doing this in what, next year or year after or something, a four game top four or whatever. I would love to see a bracket for them for at least, the top eight teams or the top 12 teams or whatever, and put them in a bracket and, show all those games like that. But, that's something that probably won't never happen because it's money involved in that. So.
Don't be surprised. Because there's money involved, it might happen.
You think so?
Yeah, I really do. I think you'll see a situation where, if you have eight teams in the tournament, so to speak, you have a Saturday doubleheader and you got a Sunday doubleheader, and then you have a Saturday and a Sunday single game, and then you follow that up the following weekend with the championship.
Right.
So
it should happen, man, because the how things are. I know we're switching to a whole different subject now, but how things are in football, you can on any given Saturday or whatever they play their games, a team can be beaten. Of course, the Alabama Notre Dame game. I think Oregon would have gave Alabama a better game than what Notre Dame gave them.
I agree.
But that's the way it is, and we just got to keep going with that. But hopefully they'll make that happen in the near future. So
I agree. Well, we'll have to talk about how we did next week when we're back.
Yeah, I picked some of the same teams that you picked, but I definitely didn't pick Pittsburgh beating Gonzaga.
The thing: if I get Pittsburgh to go to the Final Four, I'm a winner. Because no matter who else you pick, I'm going to win points that people are going to lose. So
if Pittsburgh makes it to the Final Four,
yeah,
I will take you out to a steak dinner. I will actually come to Philadelphia. I will drive up to Philadelphia and take you out to the most expensive steakhouse or whatever.
I may have about 20 of those people saying that. And, of course, you know what's going to happen instead. The flip side of this is when they get bounced or if they get bounced, I'm going to get text messages, one right after another. Ha, 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 Pitt's out, blah, blah, blah. People are so compassionate.
I'm not going to say that, though. I'm not going to do that to you. Mm. I won't do that to you. But I just don't see them even getting past Gonzaga.
Well, I'm going to try to call in next week because I think I'm going to be on the road coming back from South Carolina. I got an appearance or a private signing with Coach Spurrier down in Columbia. And, I got a busy week coming up, but – if I get a chance, I'll call in and we can talk about our record so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And hopefully next week we'll maybe have a guest on and we can talk more about the March Madness and go into that. Maybe even Corinne will come on with us next week because she's a basketball fanatic too. I know she's a big Villanova fan, and of course Villanova won't be playing next week, but she can still come on and kind of go.
She can give you the female side of things. You know, there's times I see sides are in and I really, you know. Anyway, it'll be fun. It'll be
fun. We need the female side, man.
Exactly. It's good I'm to all have... about the female side.
So you're all about the female side. All right, so we got Pittsburgh winning the title. At least Bill has Pittsburgh winning the national title.
You gonna say happy birthday to me, by the way?
I was just getting ready to say that, man. You
gonna sing it?
Yeah, I'm gonna say
happy
birthday.
No, we don't have that much time to kill.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bill. Happy birthday to you.
All right, why don't you do your thing and get us out of here?
My thing is, smile, and somebody will smile back at you. Keep smiling, folks. We'll see you next week, where it's going to be another great show next week. Come back and see us. We love you all. March Madness is here.
Go Pitt.
Thanks again for joining us this week. Tune in to Sports Talk with Touchdown Tony Collins every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Sports Channel. Have an encouraging week. Tony and Bill will be back next week for more.